This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Today I have the privilege to have two lovely ladies in the studio here with me. And I think they like the fact that I've said lovely ladies. I know them both well over the years. We've met them and interacted with them. In fact, Megan and I worked together for a short while. In front of me here, I've got Megan Taylor and Enisone from CBN Southern Africa. Megan is the regional director of CBN Southern Africa and Enisone, finance and HR manager at CBN. Ladies, good morning and welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Brad. Thank you.
Good morning, Brad. Thank you for having us.
You're so welcome. I enjoy spending time with people in the studio, but even more so people that I know. And I think, Megan, we know each other well. We worked together for a while as well. So that's even more awesome. And we're family in Christ, and Amen. We are family in broadcasting
Amen.
And in the media ministry. So we love what you guys are doing. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we just come off Mandela Day, and everybody was getting stuck in with their 67 minutes and more last Friday. I know us as a station, we had something that happened in Makassar and also through in Khayelitsha. And I know you've also had your hands full. So that's what we're chatting about this morning as I invite you. I'm going to start with you, Annie, since you're sitting right here in front of me.
Yes.
a big deal with Operation Blessing. You teamed up for Mandela Day with that initiative. Let's start and tell us a little bit about Operation Blessing as part of CBN Southern Africa.
Yeah. What we just did last week it's called a life-changing surgery, and it's under our medical outreach program under yeah. Operation Blessing. And Operation Blessing is a ministry that we serve as CBN Southern Africa. So, yeah, we are very excited that we're able to serve the people in Zitulele. And what we did in honor of Mandela's 67 year of service is that we offered 67 free cataract surgeries.
Wow.
Yes, it's amazing. We were all about restoring dignity, independence, and connection, because these people have been in darkness for a long time
yeah.
and they have depended on people for a long time. So, yeah, that's what Operation Blessing does. That's one of its outreaches.
Yeah, I had an interview not too long ago with someone from the department. Anyway, they were an ophthalmologist. I forget now which department they were from.
Mm.
And they were telling us that there are 250,000 blind people in South
sure.
Africa that would not have been blind if they received a cataract operation.
Yes.
So to know that there are people who were destined, as you said, for visual darkness,
yes.
and that their sight has been restored, and the dignity that comes with that.
Amen.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
What an amazing story. Megan, let's talk a little bit about this campaign, and where did it take place?
Okay, so the operations happened in partnership with Grace Vision,
yeah.
And we've got a theater in partnership, like I said, with them, just outside the hospital.
Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, Grace Vision do these surgeries. They're an amazing partner organization of ours. But like Annie said, we funded the 67 surgeries.
Mm.
Actually, we funded 67 surgeries last year as well for Mandela Day. And so we thank God for that. But like you said, it's so sad in Zitulele. The district hospitals don't have an eye care program, and so the waiting list for cataract operations is very long. And I've seen these beneficiaries go from not being able to see the day before surgery and then the morning after, have the bandages removed, and for them to be able to see
wow.
their family members for the first time after several years. It's incredible. People let go of their walking sticks. They rejoicing, they can look at their medical records that all of a sudden they can see their name again. We were recording an interview
mm-hmm.
and the lens of the camera was right in front of someone, and I didn't realize in that moment, but she said, "Oh my gosh, I can see my face. This is the first time I've seen my face in years." Something that we would
my
have
goodness.
Taken for granted. And she was like looking in the camera like this to be able to see her face for the first time in 8 years. And I mean, it just happened to be that our camera was set up right
yeah.
there and she saw her face.
Yeah, you imagine almost, this is me for the rest of my life. It's never going to be any different. It's never going to improve. And somebody steps up and offers you an opportunity like that. That certainly is incredible. What are some of the challenges that the communities face there, Annie? I mean, we're talking here about many people can't see with cataracts, but I mean, there's more to it than that in these communities, right?
Yeah, and what I would just say is that the rural areas are really very far away from hospitals, looking at our patients and those who need the surgeries. So even having eye care is a problem. And because it's a poor place, it's a rural area, they have issues with transport and affordability. So I think the main thing there is the ability to really help themselves have these kind of surgeries. This is a rural area, very far away. They are living in isolation, and therefore they don't have access to things that are common to us who are in town or in the cities.
Yeah.
So these communities really face many, many problems. And then some of them who are really having the problem with their eyesight are those who really have the disadvantage of not seeing when they could if they were closer to the city.
Yeah, life-changing stuff indeed. But Megan, life-changing is one thing, but spiritually changing is even more important. You know, you almost want to say, you know, that's actually more important than even the physical side, but we all know how important that is as well. So this is a spiritual journey too.
Yes,
absolutely. And last year, we were able to distribute some printed Isixhosa Bibles.
Yeah.
However, we found that it just wasn't working for the patients because, unfortunately, a lot of them are illiterate.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then also the print in the Bibles are very, very small. So this time around, we purchased audio Bibles.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
We were able to distribute 67 audio Bibles to the patients who received surgery. And then it's got an English Bible on the, it's got a Isixhosa Bible, an adult's Bible, and it's also got a children's Bible.
Oh, that's so
nice. Which is incredible. And the nice thing is that it's powered by a solar panel, and then you can also plug it in if you need
explain
to.
Explain how does it look? How does it? I assumed it was like a flash drive. Do you have one there?
Yes, please. I've got one in my bag.
Please grab one. I know your bag is there behind Annie while you're grabbing that. I'm fascinated. I suddenly thought it was a flash disk maybe, and I thought, do everybody have access to that sort of a thing? How does it look?
I actually brought it to show you guys.
Oh, thank you. Look at that. So it fits
really
into a little plastic bag.
It can get into your bag.
And at the back of it, it's got our prayer line number, so they can send a WhatsApp or phone us for prayer support, which is incredible.
Yeah.
But basically, this little green button allows you to switch between the children's Bible and the normal Bible, as you would say. And then you can literally change from chapter to chapter. You can go down to the next verse, and then you can pause it, and then you can make it quite loud so everyone in the household can listen to the Bible.
Yes, I've got this camera on you, Megan. Hold it up there just for a moment. There you can see it. And to the side, look how thin it is. Yeah, it looks like a calculator size. I mean, if people still know what calculators are these days.
And now there's no barrier to, I can't read.
Yes.
Because you can listen to the Bible. Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, so that serves the community very well.
So it's a solar audio player.
So you can just leave it out in the sun. Is there a solar panel? Where's the solar panel?
The solar panel's right
there. Oh, there it is. I see a small one on the back there.
So we were so fortunate to be able to raise the funds to buy these devices from an organization called Mega Voice.
Okay.
And they are incredible. They do fantastic work as well. And so we're so glad that we could get these Bibles from them.
That is such an important thing that you've just mentioned, because we want to talk about, oh, there's so many great things that people's lives are being changed, but we also need spiritual change, and to be able to see and then to be able to interact with the Bible like that. And as you said, many are illiterate, so amazing things that are happening in their local language. Thank you for sharing these things. We need to know what's happening behind the scenes. Yeah. So this is certainly something that's really beautiful that's happening out there. Annie, do you have a story for us? I love a good story. There's got to be a story that you can share that comes out of this community that's going to thrill us this morning.
There's been so many stories, even from last time we were there. But I think Megan is coming straight from the field. She has some bubbly new stories, Megan.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite stories is of a man called Sikwele.
Yeah.
And when we met him, he was blind in both eyes. And he had surgery in both eyes. Operation Blessing funded both his surgeries. And when we met him, he didn't have a vegetable garden. We were fortunate to visit his home, and he was using the grant that he receives monthly to pay a caregiver to take care of him. Mm. But here's the incredible thing. When we met him in February this year, he didn't need the help of the lady who was assisting him, so he could keep his grant and use it for himself.
Okay.
Which is amazing. And then he had a vegetable garden, and then he gave us a pumpkin, which is incredible, a huge pumpkin. And so I just I'm just in awe of what God has done in this man's life. Completely different person.
Mm.
Completely from the inside out. And he had a mat on his wall that says, I love God.
Yeah.
Wow. And I was just like, it's amazing. He's given God all the glory and his life is completely changed. And we saw the fruit of it, literally.
Yes. Yeah.
He gave us a pumpkin.
Mm. Wow.
Become a recipient of something like Operation Blessing, and that if someone's listening right now and they're saying, wow, you know, where we are, we have a need like this. Is this something that the need can be met? Do they have to wait till Mandela Day? Is this something that can happen?
Well, that's a great question, Brad. So we're raising funds to be able to facilitate more of these programs here in Southern Africa. Right now, we've only got one medical program here where we do the 67 surgeries for Mandela Day. We want to do more. We want to be able to do more. So unfortunately, we don't have any programs other than this with a focus area in the medical.
In the medical, yeah.
We do other things.
Other things.
Operation Blessing has many other projects. But for this specific life-changing program, it's based in Zutulele in partnership with Grace Mission.
Okay, so if it's for that in the community. Now, I know, I've been doing this long enough to know if someone's going to flash that little audio Bible thing around, that's what people are now also going to be wondering about. Is that something they can get in touch with you about? Is that something if there's a church or they have an outreach and they would love to be able to disperse those things or even come and buy them from you guys or from whoever provides them? Can they do that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So they can contact our office and we can point them to Mega Voice.
Okay.
I think that would be great. And then we can see if we can serve them in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be great because I know there are communities right now and that's such an amazing resource. Because you think audio Bible, you think, okay, I can't. Back in the day, there were tapes and CDs, now flash drives, and you thinking, but you need to have the appropriate technology to be able to use that, and not everyone has data for apps and all of that.
I love the solar aspect of it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Before we greet you to this morning, can you share some details? How can they get in touch with you? How can they find you on the socials or your website of CBN Southern Africa?
Yeah, I'm going to share. The first one is by email, info@cbnsa.com. You can email us and ask us any question and we'll carry on from there. You can also phone us on 021-761-1776. For the socials, I'll let Megan just let us know how they can get to us on social.
Yeah, Marlene's asking exactly that question. How can we get more information about CBN Southern Africa? Well, you've just heard it there. And that was info@cbnsa.org. You can give them a call. You can Google them. You can't miss them. Okay, CBN, the Superbook people. Come on, the people that bring you Superbook. Now people are like, oh, that's CBN, the Superbook people. Speaking about Superbook before we go, is this a project that Superbook, will it continue? Are there more episodes coming or is it kind of done and we've just got to enjoy what's already been created?
That's another great question. So Superbook has 5 seasons, and we've translated season 1 into Afrikaans and isiZulu. So while there might not be more episodes added to the seasons, I do want to say that we are localizing the episodes, which is incredible. And they've localized the episodes around the world. So Superbook is in many, many languages all around the world. And then there's a lot of supporting content on our social media channels and on our YouTube pages. So you could get that. So there's a lot of spin-offs of Superbook, which is fantastic.
Megan Taylor and Annie Sone, thank you so much for joining me all the way from CBN Southern Africa, out in the southern suburbs. So you've now got a trek to get back to the office. But thanks for coming,
Brad,
to hang out with me. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thanks for this opportunity.
Thank you so much, Brad. Thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.